I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. If you're lucky, on a quiet day, you may hear floating through the dry New Mexico air the sound of bagpipes, because there is a surprisingly lively Scottish music community in Albuquerque. The High Desert Pipes and Drums has promoted this distinctive music for 20 years. A longtime member is Patricia Sharp. Patricia, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, what instrument do you play, Patricia?
I started out playing the snare drum. I have also played the bass drum. I've played the tenor drum, and I play the bagpipes.
Wow. I had a feeling there was going to be a multiple answer to that. Is there a particular kind of bagpipe that you play?
Well, we play the Great Highland Bagpipe, which has three drones. It's the traditional one you would see.
Drone meaning?
The three pipes that stick up over your shoulder are called drones, and they make a droning sound, the constant sound. And then you blow into a mouthpiece, and then there's a chanter, which has holes so that you can play the melody.
You mentioned three drums and the bagpipes, the bagpipe mm-hmm. that you play. Is that the instrumentation for the whole ensemble, or are
right.
there other? That's it.
Well, occasionally, as in the concert we're putting on, you'll hear bagpipes played with other instruments. But generally, a bagpipe band, especially a competition bagpipe band, consists of the bagpipes, a bass drummer, some tenor drummers, and a snare line.
And in your group, how many musicians at any given concert?
Well, it varies. It'll vary. But the minimum you can have to compete is six pipers, two snares, and a bass drum. But we've had our group has been up as high as 25 people. But
now,
we have a lot of students.
You have a lot of students who you invite into the ensemble.
Right. We do teach because there's not a lot of bagpipers walking the streets of Albuquerque. So we do offer lessons essentially for free to anybody that's interested and of any age.
You mentioned compete. In uh-huh. fact, the High Desert Pipes and Drums has traveled several times to Scotland to compete.
That's correct. We've been there four times. And the second time we went in 1999, we won our grade at the World Pipe Band Championships. And we uh-huh. were the first American band to do so in the 50-year history of the World Pipe Band Championships. And that record still stands. So we kind of put Albuquerque on the bagpiping map.
Congratulations.
We're better known probably in Scotland than we are here, ironically.
Do you play while you're moving?
Well, the old joke is that's why pipers march when they play, is to get away from the noise. But yeah, they do march. For the competition, you march into a circle and then you stop marching and you finish playing there. But some of the music we're playing is 500 years old. So you're playing music that somebody else played 500 years ago, which is pretty
wow.
intense.
One of the Pipes and Drums mottos, which I've noticed from your website, is loud is good, which
yeah.
I love. Volume is important.
Well, we have no control over the volume, unfortunately, so it has to be good. We can't make it quieter. We can't make it louder, really. But unlike a lot of other instruments where you can play it softly and then increase your volume, we can't do that. We can only play at one level, which is kind of where the drums help. Because they can accent, they can get loud and soft.
Right.
But a lot of it has to do with the execution that goes along in the bagpipes. And they only play nine notes. There's only nine notes on the bagpipe. So the fact that you can make such diverse music out of a nine-noted instrument is kind of interesting. But the volume remains the same.
I believe I have heard that the bagpipe, one of the reasons that it has such a distinctive sound is that it is tuned to its own unique scale.
It's actually modal, and it also has two pentatonic scales that kind of overlap. But what they do in the bagpiping world is you tune to the guy who sounds the best, or girl, who sounds the best today. It's never generally in the same spot. So I think it reaches people on kind of an elemental level. Because of that, and for years, people would play bagpipes up in the Highlands by themselves, so they could play whatever pitch they wanted. It's not nice and neatly, evenly chopped up into half steps. Kind of harkens back to everybody's basic music.
It's kind of unusual to find such a successful bagpipe and drum ensemble here in the deserts in the Southwest. Do you encounter people saying, hey, I never knew there would be a Scottish music ensemble in the Southwest?
Yeah, actually, which is, you know, part of the challenge that we have. Bill Horn, who founded the band, wanted to be in a competition pipe band, and he lived here, and there wasn't one. So he did the smart thing, which is he reached out to some of the best in the piping world for help. And because he was passionate about it, they were willing to help him. The first money we ever got in the band, we used to bring in instructors. And then the next money we got, we went to places. So like in 1997, we decided we needed to go to Scotland to see what a pipe band is really like, because we're kind of isolated here. So we went to the World Pipe Band Championships. We were pretty clueless, but my gosh, we learned so much and we absorbed so much that when we came back, we got an influx of students and we practiced and practiced. We went back in 99 and actually won. And so now this year, we're going to go up to Canada to the North American Pipe Band Championships. So we're going to soak up a lot of bagpiping.
And in fact, the concert that's coming up is something of a fundraiser for that trip.
Yeah, it's to help us get there.
You've said you have brought in over the years a lot of talented people from the Scottish music industry. In fact, you have a Scottish guest for the upcoming concert.
Yes, we do. Jacqueline McConaughey. She's a singer-songwriter from Blantyre, which is outside of Glasgow. And she's here to prove that not all Scottish music is 400 and 500 years old. So she's going to put a little modern twist and play some modern Scottish music. And she's also going to help with the segment we're going to do with other instruments, guitar, kit drums.
So you're going to have a variety of guests, including some dancers.
Yes, we have Emma Trentman from Highland Dance Albuquerque, and her kids also go and compete.
Wow.
And then we also have the Thrifters, who are going to accompany the Royal Country Dance Group, which is not the same as Highland dancing. Highland dancing is a lot more like ballet, high jumps, very regimented. The Scottish country dancing is our version of square dancing, or maybe square dancing is your version of Scottish
right.
country dancing.
Square dancing probably evolved somewhat from that.
Yeah, most likely. So it's not going to be a solid 2 hours of bagpiping. It's going to have some variety in it.
But a lot of things Scottish. Patricia Sharp plays the bagpipes and the drums with Albuquerque's High Desert Pipes and Drums. The Scottish Music Ensemble performs June 25th and 26th at the Highland Theater on Central. For tickets and information, go to hdpd.org. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.